From Nevada Public Radio, this is The Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for July 23rd, 2026. The Interior Department says new rules for managing the Colorado River will come next week after years of negotiation, according to reporting by the Mountain West News Bureau's Alex Hagar. The agency brought seven Western governors together this week for a last-minute round of talks. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs met with governors from the other states that use water from the Colorado River. It may have been an attempt to break a deadlock between those states, which can't agree about how to divide the shrinking water supply going forward. It's unclear if the meeting yielded any progress. A spokeswoman for Governor Hobbs declined to comment, but in a social media post, the governor said she remains committed to ongoing negotiations while calling on Arizona's upstream counterparts to share the pain of shortages. The plan coming out next week is expected to deal major cuts to the water supply for cities in the valley. The Clark County Commission approved plans for a new resort on the south end of the Las Vegas Strip across from Mandalay Bay. Plans for the new 752-room hotel casino include a heart-shaped hotel tower covered with a heart-shaped LED screen, a covered pedestrian plaza similar to downtown's Fremont Street experience, and a mid-air restaurant that incorporates the leftover towers. Currently, the only thing on the land is two giant concrete columns, the remains of the never-finished Skyview Observation Wheel Project. The 12-acre site was purchased by developer Eli Applebaum for $70 million in April, according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal. The Henderson City Council has rejected a proposed 180-day moratorium on data center construction. Officials said during a city council meeting on July 22nd that they instead want to update local municipal codes. Future facilities will require individual development agreements negotiated with the city. City leaders view permanent code changes as a superior long-term approach compared to temporary pauses. Currently, there are no pending data center applications in Henderson. According to the Nevada Independent, local residents expressed strong disappointment with the decision. During public comment, community members voiced concerns, including high energy consumption, noise pollution, and water usage. Women's National Basketball Association Commissioner Kathy Engelbert discussed what more can be done to protect players from online harassment during a virtual meeting with the Players Union Executive Committee and the union's Justice, Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Committee. The call on the night of July 22nd came at the union's request. Players have been sharing threats and harassment they've received on social media over the last few weeks. Chelsea Gray of the Las Vegas Aces posted a message she received from a man that included a racial slur. The man was tracked down and fired from his job at Hilton Grand Vacations. Mechanisms for accountability discussed included involvement with team security, the league, social media companies, and law enforcement. Desert Companion's Josh Bell gives his take on a story that starts right here in the glitz of the Las Vegas Strip. In the new Apple TV Plus series Lucky, the title character's latest troubles begin with a situation straight out of The Hangover. On the roof of Caesar's Palace, Lucky Armstrong, played by Anya Taylor-Joy, celebrates with her husband Carrie, played by Drew Starkey, after stealing millions from some very dangerous people. Lucky and Carrie raise a champagne toast to their future, but Lucky doesn't realize her drink has been drugged. When she wakes up the next day, groggy and disoriented, both Carrie and the money are gone, and she has to piece together what happened while being chased by both the FBI and the people she stole from. Taylor-Joy brings determination and empathy to her portrayal of Lucky, and she has a strong father-daughter dynamic with Timothy Oliphant as Lucky's con artist dad. Still, Bell says there's not much below the surface of this solid but familiar crime drama, which begins strikingly in the glittering lights of Las Vegas before building to a generic final showdown. Maybe Lucky can head back where she belongs in the second season. This has been The Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.